this kind of goes hand in hand where I impress myself and the camper impress me at the same time. So there was a camper who was having a lot of trouble at home. Her parents had recently informed her that they were going to get a divorce while she was at camp, which is a lot to process, of course. It's our, camp in itself is already a lot to process, so especially as a new camper. And on top of that, her grandfather was in the process of passing away. And a lot of counselors were sort of having trouble connecting with her. She was pretty withdrawn, which makes sense. I think camp is a good place where you can feel what you're feeling and also have the space to do that while also trying to make a plan to figure out how to improve it. But she was not interested in the making the plan part. She was kind of just interested in processing how she was feeling. Anyway, so I had tried to success counselor her, tried to talk through a lot of things with her, and nothing was really working. So I decided to offer her an option of something I had read in a book called Alabama Moon. I had offered her an option of building a fire together in silence, which was an important part of that. So we built a fire together in silence, and I also offered her the option of writing notes to her grandfather who had passed away, and I would write notes to my grandfathers who had also passed away recently, and we would burn the notes, and then our grandfathers could reach out and read the smoke. And I was kind of waiting for her to laugh at me and tell me, absolutely not, you're crazy, because she was 12. She, you know, she's 12. But actually she was really interested in that idea. And we silently built a fire together, and silently wrote our notes, and we burned our notes and watched the smoke go up in the air. And we both had a really good cry together, which felt really, really good. And I think that camp is a place where things like that can exist, where people are open to just trying new things, whether it's archery for the first time or writing notes to spirits. That was very impressive because the camper was down to process her emotions in a new way. And I impressed myself because she listened to me, which felt really, really purposeful and gratifying.